the world news headlines.
I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The United States has called on Russia to end its support for the Syrian government immediately and work with the international community to prevent further chemical attacks. Rebels claim Syrian government forces dropped barrel bombs containing poisonous chemicals on civilians Saturday, killing dozens. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
One video circulated by activists shows the lifeless bodies of around a dozen men, women, and children, some with foam at their mouths. The US State Department said reports out of Douma are horrifying. A spokeswoman said the, quote, Assad regime and its backers must be held accountable and called on Russia to end its unmitigated support for the Syrian government. Reuters has not been able to independently verify the reports, and the Syrian state denies launching a chemical attack. It's been carrying out a fierce campaign to capture eastern Ghouta, the last major rebel-held area near the capital. President Bashar al-Assad has won back control of nearly all of the area, leaving just Douma in rebel hands.
One person has died, four firefighters injured after a fire started at Trump Tower in New York City Saturday. It occurred on the 50th floor of the 58-level high-rise. New York City Fire Commissioner Daniel Inigro said it was virtually entirely on fire when firefighters were called to the structure at about 5:30 in the afternoon.
Units responded in about 5 minutes to this building. We found fire on the 50th floor of this building, quite a large apartment. Units made their way up to the 50th floor. The apartment was virtually entirely on fire. They pushed in heroically. They were knocking down the fire.
The male resident who died has not been identified. The four firefighters' injuries were not life-threatening, according to the fire department. This is VOA News. Pakistan says it has summoned U.S. Ambassador David Hale to lodge a strong